We're in the 25th chapter of the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 25, starting with verse number 23, we're going to talk about the table of showbread. Now, God is revealing himself and his son through the tabernacle. God is revealing himself and his son through the tabernacle. And this tabernacle is going all the way from here in the time of Moses, all the way into the church age, and to the cross of Calvary, that is, and into the church age. I put that back up. And it reveals everything about Jesus, about his purity, sinlessness, his sacrificial, what we might call, destiny. The Bible says that Jesus stood as a lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. Let's go and read this now from the 25th chapter, starting verse number 23 through 30. From the Amplified Bible, and we're going to go back and read it from the Hebrew text and show you the grammar and the action. Hebrew is a language of great action. Also make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. For the showbread, you shall overlay it with pure gold, and make a crown, a rim, and molding of a gold around the top of it. And make a frame of handbreadth around and below the top of it. And put around it a gold molding as a border. You shall make for it 4 rings of gold, and fasten them at the 4 corners that are in the table's 4 legs. Close against the frame shall be the rings, as places for poles to pass and carry the table of showbread. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, and that the table may be carried with them. Now, before we go on any further, first of all, what is the base material of the table of showbread? What's the base material?
It was the showbread?
Yeah, the base
that
material.
Are you talking about the measurement?
No, the base material. The base material, what's it made out of?
Unleavened bread.
No. The table of showbread is made out of wood.
Well, yeah.
Okay, wood.
Acacia wood.
Acacia wood. And then it's covered with pure gold. Now, Jesus, his humanity and his divinity are both shown in this table of showbread. Jesus said, when he was there in the temple area, he said, "Come unto me, ye that thirst, and come unto me." He said, "I am the true bread that came down out of heaven," didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
"I am the true bread that came out of heaven." Now, the table of showbread typifies, first of all, it's going to stand up, isn't it? Now, it's going to have poles to go from one side to the other. They'll come out here in their own rings, and people will carry it, not touching this, but touching the poles that they carry it with, just like they did the Ark of the Covenant. Now, it's made out of wood, showing Christ's humanity, isn't it? He was really born of a woman. Born of a woman. The seed of the woman. And it's made out of gold, pure gold overlaid. Pure, what we might call, uncontaminated gold. The gold stands for his divinity. And so the people aren't going to touch the table again. They're going to carry it by the wooden, gold-overlaid poles. Jesus said, I am the true bread. I am the true manna of God that came down out of heaven. You shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, that the table may be carried with them. Verse number 21, and you shall make its plates. We're going to have plates. Plates that hold up the bread. Okay? The bread. Plates for the showbread and cups for incense. And its flagons and bowls for liquids and sacrifice, make them of pure gold. Everything has to be of pure gold. Okay? Everything has to be of pure gold. And you shall set the showbread, the bread of the presence, on the table before me always. John 6 and verse 58. Let's go to John 6. Real quick. And verse number 58. Get my pages to come apart. Because it went too far. And this is the bread which come down out of heaven. Let's go back up a little bit. He who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has and possesses now eternal life. And I will raise him up from the dead on the last day. For my flesh is true and genuine food. Bread is what it actually says. And my blood is true, genuine drink. He who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood dwells continually with me, and I, like manner, dwell continually with him or in him. Just as the living Father sent me, I live by, through, because of the Father. Even so, whoever continues to feed on me, who takes me for his food and is nourished by me, shall in his turn live through me and because of me. This is the bread which come down out of heaven. It is not like manna, which our forefathers ate and yet died. He who takes his bread for his food shall live forever. This bread, me, shall live forever. And he said these sayings in the synagogue while he was teaching at Capernaum. That's in Galilee. And so Jesus said he was the bread, didn't he? Now here, the bread in the tabernacle is bought by God. Let's look at it. Let's go back now to class number 87, starting with 25 and verse 23. We aritha shulchan atzi shittim. Amat tamim, ariko, we ama, ra chibo, we ama, wachitsi, ka matho, we atsi, thi, and you shall have made. Second person, masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. You shall have made. Shalakon, a table. That table like this. Now, I've got two real good artists here, Sharon and Marilyn, both of them. They can draw a better table of showbread than that. But I just want you to see what it is in my poor drawing ways. A table of wood, potsy. Shittim wood. Again, the wood is what? It is wood that is preserved, that does not rot. Mm-hmm. Like Jesus Christ, his humanity, he had no death in him. He had no natural death in him. He would not have ever died. He died on the cross of Calvary. But he rose again because life was in him. Jesus said, I lay down my life, I lay it down, I'll take it up again after the third day. Acacia wood. Two cubits of 36 inches. 36 inches long, its length, and it's a cubit with its width. So how long is a cubit? 18 inches wide. Not a very big table. We are ma, and a cubit and a half its height. About 27 inches tall. So here with us, have this little table, and this still little table, first of all, represents Jesus Christ. Him, humanity and divinity together. I don't know why all these Jehovah's Witnesses get so far off that they, if they looked at the tabernacle, if they looked at anything else in the Bible, they would see that Jesus is God and he's man. Wasifa, Ota, Sarav, Tahov, Asiti, Lo, Ser, Sahav, Saviv. And you shall have overlaid. You shall overlaid him. Second person masculine, singular PL, while consecutive perfect. Gold. Sahav, gold. Pure and clean. Uncontaminated. Refined. We are CT. And you shall have made, second person masculine, singular cow, while consecutive perfect, for him a wreath of gold all around about. All around here we're going to have a gold barrier, a little gold fence, so to speak. Verse number 25 now. We are Sita, Lo, Mishkareth, Tafa, Saviv, We are Sita, there, Zavahav, Le Mishkarto, Saviv. And you shall have made, again, second person masculine and singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. You shall have made and designed, not designed, but made according to a design and in perfection for him. This is a preposition with a masculine suffix. Third person singular masculine. A border, miskaret. A border, a hand's breadth, about 4.5 inches tall or wide, this border. Saviv, all around about, and you shall have made, second person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect, you shall have made a circlet of gold, azer, sahav. Namisgarto, to his border, to the border of him, all around Saviv. Verse number 26 now. We are Sitha, Lo Arba, Ta Biat, Sahav, Winathatha, Et, Hats, Hatsaba, Et, Hatsaba, Et. All Arba, Ha Pialt, Asher, La Arba, Raglo. And you shall have made, second person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect again. This all comes from Asa, the root of it, for him. You shall have made for him four rings. Four Abba rings, Tabiath. Gold. And you shall have placed or given, second person masculine singular, cow, wow, consecutive, perfect. You shall have given the rings upon four the corners. Which, that little particle relation there, li arba, for his feet. Verse number 27. Li'umoth ham misgareth tiyana hata ba'oth lavatim livadim laseth et ha shulakan. Too near, or toward near the border. She shall keep on becoming. The border, she shall keep on becoming. Third person feminine plural. Cal imperfect. She's shall keep on becoming. Hata ba'oth. The rings. The rings, the roundabout rings. For a house. Lavatim. The word beth is in the middle of that. For a housing, for the poles, these rings are. To carry, that's lasith there. It comes from lasa, and it's cal infinitive construct. To carry, et, sign of the direct object, hash sha shulakan, the table. The spread out is what it literally says, the spread out. A table, you have a spread on a table. You spread out food on the table. We asitha et ha badim atzi shetim we sephitha otam sabav we nisa bam. Ha shalu kenet. And you shall have made. Second person masculine singular, cal vowel consecutive perfect. You shall have made, et, sign of direct object, the poles. Literally, the parts. Of wood, acacia. Again, a wood that is preserved of itself. Jesus Christ had no sin in him, but he had sin laid upon him, our sin, on the cross of Calvary. What sephitha, and you shall have overlaid, second person masculine singular, PL, wow, conceptually perfect, them, within gold. This wood is going to be enclosed in gold. Jesus Christ was humanity, but he was divinity. We nissa. And he shall be carried or lifted. Them. In the table. The poles through the rings shall be lifted. The table shall be lifted by the rings and the poles. You shall not touch this table. And on that table is bread. Jesus Christ is the true bread that came down to heaven. But there's 12 loaves of bread. There's interpretation of this, or a tri-parable, or a tri-type. First of all, Jesus is the bread. But the 12 breads represent the 12 tribes of Israel, which he bought and paid for with his blood out of Egypt. And in the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ today, we eat the bread representing Jesus Christ, remembering him. We take in that bread. The 12 loaves of bread were on that table. And they represented the 12 tribes of Israel, which Jesus purchased out of what? Egypt. And he purchased us out of the earth, out of the world, which Egypt is a type of the world. She shall have made. Okay, let's go. Wasitha, Gerotha, we kafat the Gugesso so Tharto Uneg Geota Asher Yusak Fahem Sahal Tahor Taase Otam. And you shall have made. Again, second person masculine singular, Cal well consecutive perfect, again from Asaw, page 780 or 793 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs, and page 889 in the lexicon, Kohler and Bumgarten. His dishes, the dishes of him, the dishes that will hold the incense, and dishes that will be on the table with the table of showbread, and his pans, we kafatho. In there is kafar in that word, to cover. Yugesotha, and his jars, containers, and his sacrificial bowls. Yumigeyota, his sacrificial bowls, which, a little particle relation there, he shall keep on libation, making libation. Second person masculine singular, hophel, imperfect. And then a covering, bahim, a covering of gold, pure and clean and perfect, undiluted. Ta'aseh, and you shall keep on making them. Now, Jesus Christ is a type, the main type of this whole thing. Jesus is God and Jesus is man. He is divine and yet he is human, so he can be our Goel, our kinsman redeemer. We na fata el ha shulakayim lehem panim lifane temid. And you shall have placed, or given, second person masculine singular, cow, well, consecutive, perfect, upon, that little preposition there, 752, if you want to look it up. And the ha shalakan, that ha there is a definite article, page 206, and then of the table. The table you can look up on page 1020, it means spread. Food or bread, lehem. Bethlehem means a house of bread. Here we get the word here that it comes from Beth, house, and lehem, bread. Show bread, face bread, face bread. God always, from eternity past to into the space and time, has looked upon us and looked upon those that he have loved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, Galatians 4 and 4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that we might redeem those that were under the curse of the law. The showbread, God has always seen us. Our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life in eternity past. The showbread, the face bread, the presence bread, God wants us to know today in his churches, the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit is here with us all. The presence bread. Lefane, before my nose, before my face continually. The bread will always be before the face of God. We come into the tabernacle. We walk through the curtains. On the right-hand side is the table of showbread. In front, there is an altar of incense, and on the left-hand side is a candlestick. We're going to study each one of these things. The table of showbread typifies the true bread that came down out of heaven. It also typifies us that were bought by the blood of Jesus Christ from eternity past. Christ stood as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. We are always in the mind and the heart of God. Always. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you so much for what these types mean, that just absolutely prove a divine message from your divine word, supernatural, supernaturally revealed to us through your word, through your prophets. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us and your Son, the true bread of life, the true drink of life, the true wine, which represents his blood that he gave for us while he was on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, please forgive me where I failed you. Amen.